We're recording.
Podcast about the history and culture of death and decomposition. My name is Dorian. With me, as always, is Max. How you doing, Max?
Sick.
You're sick?
I'm sick.
You sound a little stealthy.
I'm a little stuffy.
A little stuffy-dosed.
You know, every time I listen to a podcast and one of the hosts is like, oh, apologies for the audio quality, I'm a little sick, I never notice anything.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious to see how I come across upon re-listening to this. It's going to be interesting.
If you have any questions or comments about how Max sounds on this podcast, we don't care. Don't email us. We don't care. If you have, like, anything else you want to talk about, we're all ears, but I don't want to hear it. You know how much hard work I spend editing this podcast, Max? Actually, Audacity just added a filter. They can remove
stuffy?
nasal congestion from voices. It's amazing.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's called the mute button. Ayo!
Oh, you nuked me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was really rude. Well, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're recovering.
I'm glad to be here. Yeah, I've been slamming a lot of like hot toddies, which is great. Because I don't like doing the whole NyQuil thing.
Hot toddies are tastier anyway.
Yeah. I like throwing a little bit of Fisherman's Friends in the mix.
What is that?
It's like a lozenge. We're getting into cold talk. This is cold corner right now.
Post-cold boys.
So a normal lozenge will have like a gram of menthol in it. And these have 10. Okay. And it feels like they're just like blasting your sinuses with menthol. It's so good. It's like eating a pack of menthol cigarettes. I love them.
That actually sounds fucking disgusting.
Yeah, the first time you eat one, you're like, oh, God. But then your congestion is gone and your throat feels way better. And you're like, oh, sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wish you would have picked a different metaphor. Not a metaphor. What is it? Is it a simile? You say like?
I said it's like a, so that's a simile. Like okay. Or as.
Yeah.
I just went over that with a kid at work.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, in the life of a librarian.
Convenient.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're not here to talk about your nasal passages or libraries or reading or anything. We're not even going to read. We don't read, do we? I can't read.
I read a lot. I read quite a bit.
Oh, you've been reading about death stuff?
I have been.
What kind of death stuff have you been reading about?
Well, a very nice death thing that I read recently was a little episode request from a little bearded dragon.
Yes. Shouts out to Hugin, the beardy.
Yeah, I've never met him.
He's great. Cool. I did meet him. This is my friend Sam's bearded dragon, and he is a very sweet mane. And there, I got a photo of him one time where he is resting upon my chest while I'm holding a samurai sword. It was a good time.
Yeah.
He's a good little dude.
I like to think that here at Pre-Dead Boys, we stand in solidarity with all dragons.
Yes.
Bearded or not. How do you feel about wyverns?
Wyverns?
Yeah.
Are those the ones without wings?
No, they're the dragons without front legs.
Okay, so they have wings but no arms.
Yes.
Yeah. Not as cute as bearded dragons. I still stan.
Nice. Yeah, all dragons are honorary pre-dead boys. I'd like to invite them all in.
Seal of approval.
And anyone else, I will take any episode suggestion from your pets at predeadboys@gmail.com.
That's right.
Just make sure your pet types it, though.
It's just unintelligible smashing on a keyboard.
So, if you've been in the Facebook group, you may know that this adorable little lizard asked us to talk about Viking funerals and death up north. So that's what our topic's going to be for tonight.
Woo!
And the lizard itself, Hugin, is also named after one of Odin's ravens that is going to come out and, like, feast on the bodies of the dead, which is sick. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's super rad.
That's fucking sweet.
I love that. So let's crack open these cans of Viking grog here. Sparkling water. And usher in the pre-dev boys cracking on the top moment. This week brought to you back by LaCroix.
Classic.
Oh.
I struggle with that one.
Yeah, I cut my nails.
You're not working with as much surface as you usually do.
No.
Not as much blade.
Good flavor.
Yeah, it tastes like Skittles. I love it.
Ooh, feels rough on my ragged throat.
Uh-oh.
Might have to just switch back to hot water. Good old-fashioned hot water. We'll see how this goes. So, Dorian, who are the Vikings?
Is this the part where I read again? Or do you want me to answer that? Just kick it from the dome?
Yeah, just from the dome. I thought you were going to say, like, the football team. Like,
The Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikes.
I'm done with football.
You're done.
Have I talked to you about this?
Football's canceled? No.
Football's canceled. From my life, at least. Yeah, I invested so much time and energy into fantasy football, and I didn't even watch that much football. I just basically read a bunch of articles and listened to podcasts so that I wouldn't suck at fantasy football.
Uh-huh.
I just have too much going on in my life to keep up with a sport that I don't have the time to actively watch. Yeah, I'm giving up on football.
Cool. Great.
I'll probably tune back in for, like, if there's another Marshawn Lynch level personality or someone who's really fun, I'll probably come back in. But now my attention is being drawn toward the NBA because our good friend of the podcast, Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid.
What's up, Joel?
I'm a fan of all the big personalities in the NBA right now, but it seems like the NFL does not want to have fun things.
No, it's the no fun league.
Hence the name, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we're not talking about the Minnesota Vikings tonight.
No football goofs tonight.
Talked about sports last week.
We're talking about the real Vikings.
The real life historical Vikings, who now you can read about them.
Oh, thank God.
That's sick ass. We've talked about this before, sweet. But at the top of Dorian's show notes, I just find a really corny skeleton photo that relates to the topic.
Well, it's an illustration of a skeletal Viking man with a big-ass axe and two arrows in his back. It's pretty badass, dude.
Yeah.
Thank you for always providing tattoo suggestions for me. The Vikings were groups of Nordic people, Danes, Swedes, Norwegians, who ranged abroad during a period of dynamic Scandinavian expansion in the Middle Ages, from about 800 to 1100 AD. Called the Viking Age, the period has long been popularly associated with unbridled piracy, when warriors in horned helmets came swarming out of the Northlands in their predatory longships to burn and pillage their way across civilized Europe. This, however, is now recognized as too simple a picture to paint. Modern scholarship emphasizes the achievements of the Viking Age in terms of Scandinavian art and craftsmanship, marine technology, exploration, and the development of commerce, portraying the Vikings as traders, not raiders.
Hey. Oakland Raiders.
I can't do the football goose. That went over my head. I don't remember any teams anymore. I washed them Men in Black style out of my mind.
I defragmented my brain of football references.
That's right.
I don't think they're in Oakland for much longer. I think they have another year.
Yeah, they're going to Vegas. Yeah, I don't want to talk about football too much, but that's just one of many things about the NFL that just makes me sad. It's like it was an Oakland franchise and this, like,
yeah,
you know. The city doesn't have a whole lot going on, and you're taking their one big sports franchise. I guess Golden State, that's kind of,
yeah,
that's a big deal, but they suck.
They're really
bad.
Them. Yeah, they're really
obnoxious.
I hate
Klay Thompson. I hate Steph Curry. I hate Draymond Green. I can't stand them.
I would be so hype if the NBA Finals ends up as Blazers-Raptors. That's going to be so sick.
That's wild.
Even though the Sixers are out, I'm going to lose my mind if it's Blazers-Raptors.
Yeah. RIP Sixers. Holy shit. Kawhi Good
game.
Leonard.
Good game. God, we're getting a lot of sports talking on this one. People have fucking tuned out.
We missed the mark by just one episode. If we would have had this going on the last episode, we would have been on topic. We
would have nailed it. But oh my God. Bye, everybody.
Anyway, Vikings.
Anyway, yeah. So the point of that is, that Vikings can't really be reduced to the slash and burn picture that they're normally painted as. You can't just be like, oh, every Viking wore a big pointy helmet and came out and killed people. You can't do that.
Right.
They were a cohesive civilization. And one of the hallmarks of a civilization is that they have developed a set of rituals surrounding death. And that's because, like, the ability to develop a cohesive death ritual requires you to be able to communicate ideas and to have, like, a common language and shared values, as well as a pretty well-developed idea of religion. The amount of death rituals that the Vikings have gives credence to the idea that they were pretty well-developed and they weren't just, like, big beer-drinking dummies that killed things.
Right.
The idea of, you know, a soul or every body having dignity is almost always necessary before significantly different burial rituals start to develop within a culture. And when you look at Viking religious history, they had a lot of very, very cool religious lore. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, some of it. I'm not going to lie. There's several times in my life where I've tried to get into Norse mythology, and one thing that keeps pulling me out is I just get confused. There's too much.
There's epic, a lot going on.
Epic, cool shit all over the place.
And it's all very hard to pronounce.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, we had the Thor movies that happened recently, and I think a lot of people dipped back into, like, a childhood interest in mythology because of those.
Yeah. Yeah, although with those, the Marvel universe is, like, really the thing that people are investing in.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different set of mythology.
Yeah.
Where, like, Thor is more of a space odyssey than, like, a religious, spiritual, pseudo-mythology.
Yeah, I like haven't seen any Thor movies, and I don't understand where Thor comes from. Is he a god, or is he just like an alien?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Cool. Sick.
I don't care enough about Marvel to like get into all of it on this podcast. But I will say, Thor Ragnarok. Have you seen that movie?
No, I've heard it's funny.
Oh man. Okay. First Thor movie, pretty good. Like solid superhero movie. I didn't see the second one. Because by that time, I just kind of checked out of, like, there's too many Marvel movies to keep track of.
Yeah.
And I am further alienating the listener by, we don't like all sports, and we don't like Marvel. Anyway, Thor Ragnarok is fantastic. And I think that they dip a little bit back into some mythology stuff, but they also just conflate it in a fun way with space shit. And
that's cool. I like that.
It's fun. It's a fun movie. Like, maybe one of, if not the best Marvel Cinematic Universe movie.
That's cool. That's what I keep hearing. God, comic talk. God, we're getting really fucking derailed in this one. I just finished Grant Morrison's Animal Man series.
Yeah.
Have you read that?
No, I haven't.
It's fucking incredible. Like, if you're listening to this and you're interested in death and what it means to be, like, alive, check out Animal Man. It's very, very cool. Grant Morrison's rad.
Yeah. Man, we gotta go back at some point and do more of those bonus episodes where we talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Man, if only we had like a, I don't know, like a Patreon or something, where if you gave us money, we could give you those bonus episodes.
Got a Ko-Fi.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, food for thought.
Yeah. The point is, like, just about as dense as we're willing to get sidetracked here, the Norse mythology is heavy, and there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is also very cool, and a lot of it ties in with their beliefs about death. So, what we're about to get into here is a quick overview of the Norse belief system.
Before the Vikings converted to Christianity during the Middle Ages, they had their own vibrant native pagan religion. The centerpiece of that religion was what we today call Norse mythology. These myths revolved around gods and goddesses with fascinating and highly complex characters, such as Odin, Thor, Freya, and Loki. The Norse gods had very human-like personalities and frequently intervened in human affairs, but were larger than life and awe-inspiring in ways that decisively set them apart from mere humans. Some of these gods were largely benevolent. Some were fearsome, chaotic, and destructive. And some could be either or both, depending on the context. In addition to a large pantheon of main gods, the Vikings also spoke of giants, who were chaotic spirits of night, darkness, winter, and death. Elves, dwarves, land spirits, and valkyries. Valkyries acted similar to the Greek god Hermes, and were believed to accompany souls on their journey to the afterlife, or Valhalla.
Took a gamble on not putting a little pronunciation thing on some of those.
I don't need that shit,
I'm really happy. That makes me really happy.
doing my ancestors proud. I think I might have...
some sort of Scandinavian thing.
I'm a Euromutt. I'm a pile of a bunch of... Euromutt. I don't know, probably Germanic bullshit. Anyway.
So after that, you can tell that the Vikings weren't afraid to talk about death in their mythology. You know, they had big giants who were death giants, you know, and the Valkyries were the ones who took your soul to the underworld. They had gods that were much more mortal, like Greek and Roman gods. Even Odin and Thor can be killed and, you know, will end up getting killed, as we'll talk about. But typically only by other gods. We don't really have that here in the West, you know? Like, Jesus was crucified, but he also comes back to life. And as I was kind of going through this, I was wondering what, like, if death acceptance and death positivity is higher in cultures where even gods have to die or something?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think with our specific worldview, like, coming from, like, a Christian background, belief in an afterlife gives you a certain kind of coolness with talking about mortality.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting thought, that just, if you're invested in a belief system with all these characters that live and die, and death is just kind of part of life, that's another angle of it, too, where, I don't know, there's a degree of comfort that comes from. I want to say being glib about it, but... Not in a, you know, ignorant way, but a considerate way, it sounds like.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. I would be interested to read more about that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So we're going to circle back around to that idea of gods dying. But first, let's talk about what happened to actual Viking warriors when they died. Or what they thought happened to warriors when they died. You mentioned it a bit already with Valhalla.
The Norse mythological texts record three primary places where the dead were perceived to go. Helheim, the home of the goddess Hel, Valhalla, the hall of the fallen heroic warriors, and Folkvang, the field of the people. The lines between these various abodes of the dead are quite blurry, and there's no consistent picture of who decides where a particular person goes after death, or how the decision is made. A common line is that those who die in battle are thought to go to Valhalla, whereas those who die of other, more peaceful causes go to Helheim. Those who die of dishonorable causes were typically sent to Folkvang.
Just based on our lifestyles, like, you'd probably go to Valhalla. Where you? I mean, you just eat, you fight a lot, you're going to eat like 5 pounds of meat tomorrow. That's where you'd end up. You'd be like a respected warrior, you know?
Wow. I really appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can... I don't know if I can have that high a view of myself. But I'm glad that you do.
I do, yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Meanwhile, all the stuff that I was reading about Folkvang was like, if you died of old age or if you died in bed, you went here. And it was kind of like the worst place. And I was like, oh, that sucks. Because I'm like a very bookish person and like... would not die in battle. I feel like there's a difference between dying in battle and getting killed in battle. And I would just get killed, you know?
Well, would you go to Helheim if you died of a peaceful cause?
No, that's like if you are like a respected warrior and you die of like battle wounds or something like that.
Oh, but...
or you die while like hunting.
Oh, but Valhalla is specifically if you die in battle?
Yeah, like you get murdered by an enemy.
Oh, I'm probably more of a Helheim boy myself.
Okay.
If you shoot for Valhalla, you'll land in Helheim. That's what I always say.
That's what my Viking grandpappy always told me.
I will say, though, that this worldview totally... I totally dig it. I love it. Like, there is something just primal to me, personally, that I'm like, yeah, if you die like a fucking nerd, you should go to, like, the
boring
afterlife.
You should go to nerd hell.
It's probably not a good thing. That probably says a lot about how cruel a person I am. But there is something that just primally I'm like, yeah... you get a special heaven if you killed people on the way.
You're some, like, milquetoast, weak-willed wimp, and you go to, like, Weenie Hut Junior Heaven. It's like everything is, like, padded and stuff like that.
Right.
So, I mean, for having arguably the coolest name, Folkvang is kind of the wimp place. But Valhalla sounds really, really dope, though.
The dead who reside in Valhalla live a life that would have been the envy of any Viking warrior. All day long, they fight one another, doing countless valorous deeds along the way. But every evening, all their wounds are healed, and they are restored to full health. Their meat comes from the boar, Saerimner, who comes back to life every time he is slaughtered and butchered. For their drink, they have mead that comes from the udder of the goat, Heidrun. But this charmed life won't last forever. Valhalla's battle-honed residents are there by the will of the god Odin for the purpose of having them come to his aid in his fated struggle against the wolf Fenrir during Ragnarok, a battle in which Odin and the warriors of Valhalla are doomed to die.
Yeah, so normally you'd be like, oh, that's really dope. I just get to eat, like, cool boar meat, like, all day.
Yeah.
And, like, just fight people. But then I'm fine, you know, every night. That sounds kind of tight.
This is so fucking cool, Max.
Isn't that great?
I fucking love it. I want it so bad.
That's why you'd end up in Valhalla.
I want to be in Valhalla, yeah. But I don't know if I'd make it. I'd certainly try.
You really got to aim for that battle.
Oh, man, this sounds really cool. But I got to get to work.
You know, that's the really thing about Valhalla, is that there's that little record scratch at the end where it's like, but wait, you're there because Odin's keeping you there because you're going to die. He wants to train you as his army. Like, you're going to heaven to enlist in an army is what that is.
Yeah, I feel like it's, I don't know, it's almost like some kind of weird Ponzi scheme of like, check it out. Like, it's all expenses paid. You're going to have boar.
It's like a timeshare.
But, not just fine print, you will need to pay me back. You will need to die again, in battle, no
you
less.
You are going to be killed by Fenrir. But, you know, Fenrir and this final battle does bringeth us.
Ragnarok.
Jesus. It's getting into my brain. I got that cold. You know when you get that dumb cold fog?
Yeah, for sure.
And your brain's just like, oh, I'm stupid now. All this does bring us to the ultimate death in Norse mythology, which is Ragnarok. Which is not the fun, like, comedy Thor movie. It's really, really brutal. Ragnarok is the final battle between the forces of good, which is like Odin and Thor, and the forces of evil, who are going to be helmed by Loki, who's like the bad god, I guess.
Yeah.
He's like
god
the devil.
God of mischief.
Yeah.
God of pranks.
The punked god. Now, Ragnarok's not going to be pretty for anybody. And in fact, there's only going to be two humans who end up surviving. And these folks are going to end up repopulating the rest of the world after everything gets wiped out. But it goes especially poorly for the gods. And the word Ragnarok itself translates to the fate of the gods. The Norse thought if you were a person during Ragnarok, you'd just kind of die pretty quickly because you can't handle like a giant wolf that can like eat the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But the gods, they're going to have a rougher time of it. So here's what you've been waiting for. Here's some scenes from those really, really rough last days. This shit is wild.
Mankind will become so desperate for food and other necessities of life that all laws and morals will fall away, leaving only the bare struggle for survival. It will be an age of swords and axes. Brother will slay brother, father will slay son, and son will slay father. The wolves, Skuld and Hati, who have hunted the sun and the moon through the skies since the beginning of time, will at last catch their prey. The stars, too, will disappear, leaving nothing but a black void in the heavens. The chain that has been holding back the monstrous wolf Fenrir will snap, and the beast will run free. Jormungand, the mighty serpent who dwells at the bottom of the ocean and encircles the land, will rise from the depths, spilling the seas over all the earth as he makes landfall. Convulsions will shake the ship Naglfar free from its moorings. The ship, which is made from the fingernails and toenails of dead men and women, will sail easily over the flooded earth. Its crew will be an army of giants, the forces of chaos and destruction. Odin will fight Fenrir, but it will not be enough. Fenrir will swallow Odin and his men. Thor and the poisonous serpent will both finally have their chance to kill the other. Thor will succeed in felling the great snake with the blows of his hammer, but the serpent will have covered him in so much venom that he will not be able to stand for much longer. He will take 9 paces before falling dead himself and adding his blood to the already saturated soil of Vigrid. Then the remains of the world will sink into the sea, and there will be nothing left but the void.
Total, absolute, death.
But it's
wild. Like,
yeah.
Where do you want to start first with this? Is it the fingernail boat? Because that was something no one ever told me about. As I was like, you know, you go over like Greek, Roman, Norse mythology as a kid.
Yeah.
No one told me there was a fingernail boat.
Yeah, there. I feel like I was sheltered in that I was never told about the fingernail boat.
Ugh.
Fingernails and toenails. It is real grimy. But my understanding is a lot of Norse mythology is that it is kind of grimy. That it's really brutal and gross and violent. And
yeah.
I don't know. I'm down with a fingernail boat. I'll probably be dead by this point anyway, so.
Yeah, I would have just been like, I'm not going to kill my dad. I don't know. Or if I had a kid, like, even if my kid was, like, 10, he probably would be able to, like, easily overpower me. Kill
damn.
Me for food.
I feel bad. I might have to kill my own dad. Because he's, like, really chill. He's just, like, a super friendly guy. He does not... He is not down for, like, conflict.
He's not a Valhalla dude, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's... I don't know.
He's going to end up in nerd heaven with me.
No. Dad! No, but he's just, like, so not about conflict unless it's, like, an absolute necessity that I'll probably have to be the one to put him down.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully somebody else will kill me before I have to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you got that. Maybe it'll be the giant snake that comes out of the ocean and kills a bunch of people with poison. Kills Thor with poison.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to fix the continuity of that one. Fenrir will just swallow Odin.
That's tight.
Yeah.
So Fenrir is huge.
Fenrir is big.
Bigger than Odin.
Yeah. And he swallows also everyone else who's in Valhalla.
Damn.
He just eats them.
And the sun?
And the sun.
Man, that's a hungry boy.
Yeah.
That's inspirational.
But, you know, when like the end game of your whole religion... society and afterlife is everything sinking into the sea, you got to be pretty comfortable with death, you know?
Right.
This is going to be on your mind pretty frequently. You're living in a very harsh climate. You're going to see death a lot. You're going to see a lot of starvation. You're going to see a lot of people sailing on a boat and then they just never come back, you know?
Yeah.
The Vikings got comfortable with death. And if you think Ragnarok is brutal, Are you familiar with the ritual of the blood eagle?
No.
So
sounds like you are.
Yeah. So the blood eagle is maybe invented. We're not sure if it's real or not. I think they probably did it once and we're like, oh boy, we can't do this again. But it was a method of execution that was practiced by the Vikings. And it involved killing the person and then pulling their lungs out backwards to give the silhouette the appearance of an eagle.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's the full description.
The blood eagle ritual killing rite appears in just 2 instances in Norse literature. The primary versions share certain commonalities. The victims are both noblemen, and both of the executions were in retaliation for the murder of a father. The conventional interpretation of the blood eagle stipulates that the shape of an eagle was carved onto the victim's back, after which the skin was pulled back and the ribs were detached from the spine. The lungs were then pulled out and over the ribs, mimicking the image of the wings of a spread eagle.
Yup.
That's grimy, man.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Vikings were nasty.
But you can see how they may have done this once and been like, cool. Okay. I think they got it.
Do you think there was a Viking who did it? It was like, ew, 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 ew.
He's like, no more.
Stretchy.
They like banned it. They just want to see how far lungs could stretch.
Yeah.
Ugh. So, you know, that may not have actually happened. But if it did, having like a nobleman who killed your dad, who presumably would have been like a king because you were trying to usurp society, that'd be a pretty good time to break it out. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, teach him.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to learn from that. He's got to punish him at that point. So back to the actual history stuff that probably happened. The Vikings, like a lot of older societies, were, as I mentioned, regularly surrounded with death. They would bury their dead in things called tumulus.
Tumulus?
Tumulus. So a tumulus is basically just a raised burial mound. You know, in Ohio, we have like the Great Serpent Mound, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's also one like over in Upper Arlington, which you can just walk around.
Is that where all the Upper Arlington Vikings died?
Yeah. All the Upper Arlington Native Americans are just buried there. Those like fancy ones.
Yeah, just overly rich and their teenage children are doing cocaine when they're not home.
And like skateboarding in Adidas. What'd you see today? Is that what you saw?
Oh, yeah. Fucking. Yeah. I'm driving to work and I see this kid like trying to skate down the sidewalk, but struggling. And at one point he had to stop. And that's when I realized he was skating wearing like Adidas slides, like flip flops, basically.
Oh, no, that's even
and so
worse.
He pushed off and it was just his bare, like his sock covered foot. And he had to stop and was like, oh shit. And pick up his slide and put it back on while also kind of standing on his board a little bit still while it was still rolling. It was a mess. What is happening with the youth of America?
It's really good.
Suburban teens.
Wish I could have seen
that. Crack me up.
But, I mean, yeah, it's very silly to me that even in those really rich areas of Ohio, there's just, like, a burial mound. Have you seen it ever?
No.
It's on stuff like Riverside.
Oh.
Like, if anyone is here from out of state and listening, if you're ever in Columbus, hit me up and I will go to this burial mound with you and you can, like, walk on it.
Off of Riverside, like, where they're doing all that construction?
Yeah.
Isn't there a precedent for it being a bad idea to build on a native burial ground?
Yeah, that's only happened in movies, I think.
Okay. Well,
you know,
we'll see, I guess.
I hadn't made that connection till just now, and now I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah. My fiance works at that hospital. Oh no.
No. Thoughts and prayers, I guess.
So, unlike a lot of American burial mounds, which tend to be pretty low and, like, don't have a high profile, tumulus were really, really big. That's because they were usually built over Viking longboats that people would be buried in. Now, you might be thinking, oh, wait a second. A longboat burial on land? That's not where boats go.
No, that's odd.
You may have thought that that's what a Viking sea burial was for.
Right.
But, fortunately, and really unfortunately for that sweet little lizard that recommended this, that idea of a Viking sea burial, where you get put on a longboat and pushed off to sea, and then a flaming arrow is shot at you.
Don't say it.
Didn't happen, man.
It didn't happen?
Probably not.
Really?
Really. Really, really. I'm sorry.
What the fuck? The episode's canceled. I'm deleting this shit right now.
I sat down to like write all this stuff and I was like, oh cool, I'll just center everything around like the Viking funeral. It'll be great. And then I'm like reading and I'm like, wait, that's not real?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You're blowing my mind right now. There's no documented cases of that ever happening.
There's a couple really sketchy, like apocryphal cases that are really sensational and I don't really buy them.
Wow.
But I had to learn about this. I'm going to make you read the same thing that broke the news to me.
Oh, cool. So the thing that broke your heart, you're going to force me to read it out loud.
You know what?
Through my tears.
You know what it came from?
Where?
Is people we really admire, the Order of the Good Death. They broke this very sad news to me. They took the idea of a Viking funeral and just threw it out the window. And I know that it sounds like I'm trying to hold back tears right now, but I'm just very stuffy.
You can let them loose, bud. You're in a safe space. It's okay.
Dorian, how about you break all our listeners' hearts out there and read this?
All right. The concept of a Viking funeral usually reads something like this. Just put me out on a boat and light me on fire like the Vikings. That's a totally wicked way to go out. Unfortunately, shooting flaming arrows onto a boat with a corpse on it as a method of body disposal is totally not something the Vikings actually did. In reality, longboats were expensive and were not made for casual burning any time a warrior died, which was pretty much all of the time. Also, the logistics just don't work. You could set a boat with a body on it on fire, but it would get nowhere near as hot as a cremation pyre. What you'd likely end up with is a charred body floating back up on shore.
Total bummer.
That's a buzzkill right there.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that we didn't just have a few hundred charred dead bodies floating on shore. That is pretty gross.
Yeah, that's... You can see how, like, they probably tried to do it a couple times and were like, oh, maybe we'll cover it in, like, pitch or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, we're just wasting boats and also, like Steve's body keeps floating back up to shore.
It's like grosser than a fingernail boat.
Yeah, I don't want to think about the fingernail boat anymore.
Now think about a fingernail boat with a soggy but charred dead body on top of it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really good. That's a good time.
It's bad. Like, you know, they may have done this, but if it happened, it was usually only reserved for the very, very rich who could afford to just be like, here's a full boat that people spent a long time making. Let's burn it, you know? And in a lot of cases, if you were buried on a boat, they would just bury the boat instead. They would just cover it with dirt and rocks and pillars and leave you there. We actually have evidence of this happening. There's an artifact found called the Osberg ship, which is over 1,000 years old. But here's a cool twist. It actually has the bodies of two noble women on it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it wasn't just like kings and dudes who were getting good burial treatment. Women were able to get this as well.
Nice.
So good on you, Vikings.
Yeah. Not exclusive and patriarchal like us, you know, our Judeo-Christian.
Yeah, like most roots. Other cultures.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, you remember when we talked about Chinese, like Chinese burials too?
Yeah.
And how they would, and Egyptian, where they would bury people with goods and things you need for the afterlife.
Yes.
These women were found with a lot of grave goods around them, like money, food, trinkets, things like that. Things you would need in the afterlife that would communicate your standing. They were also dressed in like fine robes. It was a lot like an Egyptian tomb if instead of a pyramid, you had a boat. And that's the big difference.
It's a boat.
It's instead of a pyramid, it's a boat.
Now I'm thinking about all the people who died and went to Valhalla just swagged out looking with like all their wealth that they're just bedazzled with.
Yeah.
And I show up and I'm just in like a grimy old band t-shirt and they're like, who are you? What standing did you have in society when you were alive? And I'm just like,
podcaster.
I'm a podcaster. Also, do you want to play Smash Brothers with me? I got a Switch. Oh, wait, this doesn't work in Valhalla. Never mind.
You guys don't have Wi-Fi.
You guys got outlets in Valhalla? I got to charge my Switch.
Well, they have outlets, but they have the weird... you know how in Europe they have the weird outlets?
They're European outlets, of course.
You don't have the adapter.
It's Scandinavia. Of course they have European outlets.
So, you know, I feel bad ending the episode on a downer note. Because even though the Vikings are really steeped in death, Ragnarok and Blood Eagles and a lot of really cool stuff, they didn't do the thing that a lot of folks think is the coolest way to die, or to be buried or cremated at least. That's kind of a drag.
Yeah, but what have we learned today? We've learned about toenail boats. We've learned about a giant evil wolf eating gods.
Yep.
We've learned, frankly, about a lot of cool stuff.
We learned that the Vikings treated men and women equally.
Yeah. So I think that's a net gain. I think that's a win for the team, for the pre-dead team.
Yeah.
I'm going to count it as a good day, Max.
Yeah, and so will I. And I guess the big takeaway from this is that if the Vikings didn't do it, if you put your body on a boat and get a bunch of people to set it on fire, you could name it after yourself.
That's a good point.
Just claim it. If it's never been done before, you just got to really spread awareness that this probably wasn't done before.
Yeah.
And then do it yourself. And then you get it named after you.
What you do is you say, listen, the Vikings were too cowardly to do this themselves. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to name it the Todd. Put me out on a boat and Todd me into the afterlife. And you know where you end up if you do that?
Just washed up on the shore in a couple days?
Nope. You go straight to Valhalla, my friend.
You sail all the way there.
For your heroic deed.
That's very cool. That'd be cool.
Well, thank you for this research.
Yeah, no problem.
This is awesome. Thank you guys for listening. We love hearing your thoughts. Talk to us. We're on social media, at PreDeadBoys on Twitter and Instagram. You can email us predeadboys@gmail.com. If you search PreDeadBoys Podcast on Facebook, join our Facebook group. That's where we got the fantastic idea to do this episode.
So from a lizard.
Yeah.
I took an episode suggestion from a dang lizard.
Yes.
Get in there.
Thank you. Thank you, Hugen. And thank you, Sammy. We also got a listener question via Facebook.
Whoa.
This is a good one. It's our buddy Jacob Gardner says, what would you want your final words to be? It's a big question.
It's a big question.
Big listener question. And so you're on the spot. What it, like, okay, imagine this. You are about to die in 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes to figure it out.
Genuinely, I think this is something I don't want to give a joke answer for. I do want to be very, very clear about what I want to happen to my body after I die.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like, donate everything. Like, cremate me. Put me in these little capsules.
Okay.
I want to be given out to people at my funeral. I think that's very cool.
And then, like, yeah.
Have I told you about this?
I think you might have brought it up before.
Yeah, but just like, so what I want to happen is to be cremated and then put into little capsules. And then at my funeral, I'm like doled out and people can go to a place where we had a nice memory together and just spread a little bit of my ashes there.
Yeah.
And I think I want to be very, very clear about that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to have a will, but also tell that to someone.
Yeah.
As I'm dying.
Yeah.
I'm going out with that. Straight up.
Yeah. Make sure your plans are in order.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair enough.
What about you? You've had time to think about this.
Well, I haven't, though.
Okay.
I've had the time to think about it, but I haven't. I probably want to leave on a good note. First of all, I hope to have my affairs in order, too. I really want to do some kind of green burial.
Yeah.
The mushroom suit or something along those lines.
Yeah.
But with that being squared away, tucked away, I would like my final words to be something... like, party hard.
Blah.
That's it. It's just, I don't know. Is that corny?
Yeah, something cool. No.
Just like something, that. Like, I don't want people to be bummed out, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, I had a good run. Let's move on with life. Let's have a good time.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I feel like a strength of the last word is to give people a sense of closure and let them know that, like, you know, just being able to say, like, hey, don't feel bad if you're not here.
Yeah.
Like, I love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
I love you. Bye. That's actually a really good one, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's our kind of scrambled set of answers, I guess. That's a big question. It's hard to answer on a podcast, but thank you for the question nonetheless, Jacob. If you want to support the podcast, the best way to do it is to just tell your friends about this podcast. Share some links. Say, hey, are you interested in learning more about how they mummify people in honey? Go listen to this episode about mummies, dummies, and honeys.
Hey, are you interested in having all your dreams about Viking longship burials crushed?
Hey, you can listen to our dream-crushing Viking episode. Yeah, we got all kinds of topics that we've covered now over the past year and a half. Holy shit.
How's the dog?
Yeah. So, yeah, spread the word. We really appreciate it. You can also leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher, and we will read it on an episode. For example, we got a review from X Sunlit Shadows X. which is sweet. Fucking rad. It yeah. just took me right back to high school when I got Waking the Fallen by Avenged Sevenfold on CD. Man, I love it. It's fucking sick. Sunlit Shadows.
I love that shit. Like, keep that up. That rules.
Yeah. Dude, emo's coming back. The scene's coming back in a big way. I'm not even being ironic at all. I love it. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Sunlit Shadows says, morbidly delicious. As a former goth kid and current death-positive adult, this podcast has the perfect balance of humor and fascinating info. These guys are hilarious, yet respectful when it counts. I especially enjoyed the episode on weird funerals. P.S. Somebody give these boys a fizzy water sponsorship already.
Please.
Hell yeah. Truer words, never spoken. We deserve a fizzy water sponsorship by now. I'm glad that you enjoyed the episode on weird funerals. I think if I had to pick a favorite episode that we've ever done, that might be it.
That one's really good.
Oh my god, it was so much fun. Go listen to that if you haven't. That's
sometimes,
my favorite.
Sometimes I just think about being that guy, like, just being driven around in a big plexiglass container with his motorcycle, and I just laugh to myself a little bit.
It's so good. It's so heartwarming and so funny.
So pure.
Yes. Anyway, thank you, Sunlit Shadows, for the review. It's fucking dope. Another way that you can support us, if you have money you want to give us, you can tip us $3 or more on our Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/predeadboys. We got a little tip from our fellow Columbus podcasters at the Gab Street podcast. They say,
oh, what's up, y'all?
Hey, thank you so much. They say, you guys are super entertaining and unique among the podcast landscape. Proud to be part of the same city as such a well-done project. Go team! Hell yeah, go Columbus. Columbus is the best city in the fucking world, don't you forget it.
Yeah, we kick ass. It's a close second to Pittsburgh, which I love. I love Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Columbus rules.
I do love, I've been kind of falling in love with Cincinnati lately. I've taken a few road trips there, and Cincinnati's got cool stuff going on.
Acceptable
too.
City.
So there are other good cities, but if you fuck with Columbus, I'll fucking kill you, dude.
Yeah, this city rules.
I go hard. 614. Go Bucks. OH.
IO, baby.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I can't care about that. I can't care about football. I made a commitment.
One time I was... I'm going to tell you about the time I was with some friends, and they were playing a show in Brooklyn, and, like, we were all from Ohio, and they were talking. They were like, hey, we're the Ground is Lava. We're from Ohio. And someone in the back of this fucking venue just yells, OH! And the four of us just stand up there, like, just slack-jawed and don't say anything. And it was the worst I've ever felt for a person. It's very silly.
That's very good. Anyway, thank you, Gab Street Boys. We really appreciate that. Speaking of Gab Street and podcasts in Columbus...
Ew.
Have you heard of the Columbus Podcast Awards, Max? Do you know about this?
I do.
They've nominated some really incredible podcasts for awards. Do you know that we were nominated
for? We got nominated for an award.
That's right. We are up for not one, but two awards from the Columbus Podcast Awards. If you go to columbuspodcastawards.com, you can vote for us for Best Entertainment Podcast. And also you can vote for us for Podcast of the Year. And also Gab Street is in...
Culture and Arts, I think.
Oh, I forget which category, but look them
music?
Up.
Music.
No, I forget which category they're in, but look them up, look up It's All Been Done podcasts, and just browse around and see if there are other Columbus podcasts that you could support in there. That'd be sweet. But yeah, if you could vote for us, that would be fucking sick. Voting closes May 31st. And
that's
yes, okay. That is true. And what I think is true, but I'm not sure, is that you can vote as many times as you want, just with no limits. People have asked me, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, go to town, see what happens, I guess. Yeah. I won't stop you. But anyway, yeah, vote for us. We'd really appreciate it. They're also going to have the awards ceremony at August 25th at Gateway Film Center. So if you're in Columbus and want to hang out with us, we'll be there, along with other podcasts, doing the thing.
Yeah, come hang out with us. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I will be very uncomfortably standing in a corner, probably. So come hang out with me, please.
Yeah, I'll probably be in there, like, shouting loudly about whatever movie I saw last in that theater.
Yeah.
I'll probably be eating too much. Too many hot dogs from the concession stand there. probably yell about the trashy bar that's across the way, and I don't know. I'll probably be ranting. Come hang out with me and please stop me.
Stop Dorian and help me. That's what we're saying.
Yes. Our intro music is The Song About Time by Bratkurst. They got a new album coming out next month.
They do. Very cool.
In June. I'm fucking stoked for it. Check them out at bratkurst.bandcamp.com. And that's going to do it for us. Well, Max, probably should call it a night. I got a real big day tomorrow. I got a very heroic task ahead of me.
You haven't revealed what you're doing tomorrow. I hinted at it.
You did.
Do you want to describe it for the people who've borne through all our sports talk? And
yeah, one final distraction. By the time you're listening to this, I will have already consumed the motherload from City Barbecue, which is something like 5 pounds of meat and
freak.
6 cups of various side dishes and 3 pieces of cornbread and 3 pieces of Texas toast. I'm going to try to eat as much of that thing as I can. And City Barbecue is live streaming it. So by the time you're listening
to this, you're getting paid to do that for your job.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm taking one for the team by eating way too much food. It's heroic. All right. It's heroic. Because you know what? I'm going to eat a ton of food. Like, with valor, valoriously.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to bring honor to my family and my name. I'm going to die, right?
Because
it's going to be too much food. And I'll go to Valhalla. And you know what you can do with my body? You can put it in a tumunculus. Because my tumunculus will be full of food. How's that?
I don't think that's
joke.
Very good.
Yeah. It's. I only had a few minutes to think of it, all right? We should close out.
That's pretty good. That's just a good memory recall. I'm proud of you. You've been paying attention.
I try sometimes. Anyway, Max and Dorian here reminding you, you're going to rock. Convulsions will shake the ship Naglfar 3.
That's a rough one. Naglfar, I think. I don't know. I have no idea.
I just said 3 after it instead of free. I fucked up the English word.